Well, first off, thank you for joining me today, Jessica. It's so nice of you. And my understanding is that you are currently attending Fleming Trent University for Environmental Science?
Yeah, so right now I'm in my, I just finished my first year at Fleming College. Mm-hmm. Next year I'll be doing my second year there. And then come my third year, I'll be transferring over to Trent University to finish with both the diploma and the degree.
Oh, nice. Very nice. And what prompted you to go into the whole environmental science side of things? What was kind of the motivation to do that?
There were kind of a couple things. I knew in grade 11 I wanted to do something in science, but I wasn't quite sure what. But I kept seeing all of these news stories and a lot of kind of no hope situations that people were talking about. And I was like, well, I don't think that there's no hope completely. So I'd like to figure out how I can help and how I can figure out some way to contribute to something like that, something bigger.
Right, right. Has it met your expectations, the course and
Yeah, so far it has. I'm learning a lot. I'm doing a mixture of both theoretical science and hands-on science. I'm learning a lot about different ID skills, so for plants and animals, which are really going to help me in my career eventually. And learning about all of the concepts and interactions between everything is really kind of coming together to create a really good base foundation of knowledge for myself, I think.
And where does this stem from? Obviously, a love of science is something that not everyone has. So in your case, how did you develop that love of science, and now you're taking that next step into studying at the college and university level?
I'm not entirely sure. I think I just had really good teachers in high school. Miss Falla, for example, was really key in pushing me towards science. I had her in grade 9, and she kind of just lit up my whole passion for it. And then having her throughout the years as well as my teacher in both chemistry and environmental science, it really drove me to pursue something in that direction.
Right, right. And now my understanding is that you did a science project that won at the national level. Can you just take me through that, please?
Yeah, so I started the project in 2020, and I competed at the Peterborough Regional Science Fair with my project about e-waste disposal in Ontario, and it was called A Mountain of Technofossils, Is This the Hill We Want to Die On? And it was basically looking at the disposal methods of e-waste and how what we think happens is different than what actually happens. So I decided to put GPS trackers into some pieces of e-waste with Ms. Falla's help and guidance, of course. And we were following where they led, so to see what was promised versus what was the reality.
And what advice do you have for young people coming into the whole environmental leadership realm? What kind of advice would you have for them, as a young person?
My biggest advice is just go for it. Even if it's already being done, your contribution can always be more, and you can always add more to the conversation.
Perfect. I think we're good.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.